Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show, and I am totally excited about something that is happening this Saturday. It is the very first Dimerly International Jazz and Arts Festival, and I have a feeling it is the brainchild of Dr. Anthony Samad, who is the executive director of the Mervyn M. Dimerly African American Political and Economic Institute at Cal State University, Dominguez Hills. Anthony joins us on the phone right now, and you guys did a terrific job, along with Kim and Ozzy and everybody at Rainbow Promotions, of putting together a great festival. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Pat. First of all, thanks for helping us get this out, because we have a very exciting lineup. Cal State Dominguez Hills and the Dimerly Institute wanted to tap into the $190 billion in the creative economy that the Los Angeles region promotes. And we wanted to use the creative arts to promote higher education. And what better way to do that than through jazz and through art? And so we wanted it to be a jazz and arts festival so that we can highlight the creative works of not just musicians, but also visual artists. And so the university has embraced it. The community has embraced it. We have a fantastic promotion partner in Rainbow Promotions, and they did put a fantastic ticket together for our first time out.
You're not kidding. Kim is going to be headlining. Maxi Priest, who rarely performs. I mean, it's so great that we'll get a chance to see him. Eight-time Grammy nominee Gerald Albright, who we just were hanging out with on the Dave Koz cruise, and he is sounding better than ever. They've got the band Moonchild, Nestor Torres, incredible flute player, South African singer Lira, and then you've got a second stage with some pretty good artists on there, too.
Yes, we do. We wanted folk to not only see what was going on in the States, but we have artists from four continents and the Caribbean. And so we wanted this to be have a true international flavor. So we have Parlor Social, you know, we have Rocky Dewani. We have a couple of spoken word poets that folk are going to be extremely impressed with, B.A. Williams and Bridget Bianca. And then we have a Brazilian act called Samba Soul, and then Ricardo Limbo and Makina Loca.
Yeah, I saw them this past summer when the L.A. Phil did that whole thing for Sick La Vida, and they were fantastic. But I think that the whole international connection is really important, too, when you look back at Mervyn Dimerly, who I really did not know that much about until I saw the documentary about him at the Pan-African Film Festival, which was outstanding. Talk a little bit about Mervyn Dimerly's legacy and the importance of moving his agenda forward.
Well, Mervyn Dimerly is an elected official, public servant, educator, mentor, who for a half century basically trailblazed the political landscape, not only in California, but nationwide. He was the first African-American elected to lieutenant governor. He was the first African-American elected to the California State Senate. And so during his time, you know, African-Americans were not highly represented in political office. He first went into the California Assembly in 1962, and then he eventually ended up going to the Senate and there from lieutenant governor. And then he had a very distinguished 12-year career in the U.S. Congress, where he was the first Afro-Caribbean-born United States House representative, and he ended up becoming the leader of the Congressional Black Caucus. But he visited over 50 countries while he was in Congress. He was the chairman of the Subcommittee on Africa, which is currently the committee that the California House member Karen Bass heads. And he basically showed what it was like to be an internationalist in terms of connecting Africans and African Americans from all parts of the diaspora. And so when he passed away in 2012, one of the things he did before he passed away is he went back to the state assembly at the age of 76 in 2002. And the first thing he did was to introduce the think tank. And that think tank was for the purpose of studying African-American leadership, studying the impact of public policy on African-American communities, and building future leaders who want to serve in public office. And so that's what we do here at the Dimeley Institute. And part of the programming around the Jazz and Arts Festival, the proceeds will go to the Dimeley Fellows Program, as well as to the university's Presidential Scholars Program, and then the African American Leadership Summit, which is funded by the California Legislative Black Caucus, but it's hosted here on the campus of California State University, Dominguez Hills.
I think that that's wonderful. And I know that what this does really is open the door for people young and I guess older as well, you know, who are interested in becoming leaders. And we certainly could use some.
No community is ever devoid of leaders, you know, and leaders come in all ages and in all ideologies. And what we do is we forge discussion on issues that are critically important. For instance, the Institute on May the 8th, we're having an aging symposium in which we discuss the importance of utilizing the human capital of seniors in their retirement years and how seniors can still contribute to our society. And the keynote for that symposium, our distinguished speaker series, will be Michael Eric Dyson. And so there's a lot of interest in, you know, how we age and how we can continue to contribute to society, since we will be the largest senior population ever, the boomers. When I say we, I'm talking about the boomers. And many folk that we know who have retired, you know, they still have a desire to work. They many times go back to work and continue to contribute to the advancement of society.
Well, I tell you what, I can't think of a better way to honor Mervyn Dimeley's legacy than by having an international festival like this, a terrific way to be able to not only raise funds for your programs, but also to bring some awareness to the Institute and the great work that you are doing there. I wanted to mention one other thing that I think is spectacular about this. You got a great host. D.L. Hughley is going to be there, and most people know him not just as a stand-up comedian, but as one of the really great thinkers of our generation.
Well, I agree. One of the things we wanted to do was also connect political consciousness to this event in some kind of way. And he has emerged to be one of the finest social commentators. And he does it in a humorous way, but he does it in a factual way. And so while people listen to music and they appreciate, you know, visual art, they can also have their conscience pricked and they would be able to, you know, learn about some of the issues that are going out there from a person who has demonstrated that he is, you know, a political commentator in his own right.
Well, I think that this is the next new big thing in Southern California. And certainly, you know, the cool thing, too, Anthony, is that there's kind of a little hole there at the end of April, beginning of May, where there's not, you know, the festival season here in Southern California seems to start like towards the end of May. So this is going to be very, very cool. The festival will be held at Dignity Health Sports Park. That's formerly the Home Depot Center and StubHub Center. If you're a fan of either tennis or soccer, you know where that is already. And it is on the campus of Cal State Dominguez Hills. And we're excited about it. Get started, what, around 1 o'clock?
We get started at 1 o'clock. Main stage starts at 2. You know, we wanted to tie this event into International Jazz Day. We have been sanctioned as an International Jazz Day event, which is April 30th. And so what better way to kick off Jazz Appreciation Month than with the Dimeley International Jazz and Arts Festival.
Well, I tell you what, I will be right there with you enjoying it. I'm so looking forward to it. If you would care to join us as well, you can get your tickets at AXS.com. And how can people find out more about the Dimelee Institute?
They can go to Dimelee-Institute at csudh.edu.
All right. Thank you so much, Anthony. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you, too.
Dr. Anthony Samad, Executive Director of the Mervyn Dimelee African American Political and Economic Institute at Cal State University, Dominguez Hills. That's a mouthful, Anthony.
I know.
Thanks for the great work that you're doing.
All right. Thank you very much for having us, Pat. And I look forward to seeing you Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.